All right, welcome to episode 33. We're going to start off with a little preface. Dane and I recorded this episode Saturday morning, and then Saturday evening, news dropped that Matthew Stafford was traded to the Los Angeles Rams for Jared Goff, two first-round picks in 22 and 23, and along with the third-round pick in 2021. Dane, your first thoughts when you heard that?
Man, such a bad day for your name. For your first name to be Jared and your last name to be Goff.
Man, of course, from LA to Detroit.
Of course, you still have the luxury of still being in the league, but I mean, how much is being a Detroit Lions quarterback being in the league? Seeing the mismanagement of several high profile players, including two Hall of Famers. Of course, Barry Sanders, and we're hoping that Calvin Johnson is Hall of Famer at this point. But to see that take place and then for one guy to make it out, it's huge. I know it probably is a relief for a lot of the Detroit Lions fans. And then, of course, the other half of your Detroit Lions fans are probably like, well, this is all we got with some crumbs.
Right. So,
tough.
Very tough. And like the first thing I thought was like, is Matt Stafford really worth two firsts and a third and Jared Goff? Like, I mean, I understand he put up numbers in Detroit, but they didn't win any games. Is that partly his fault, or is him carrying the team as much as he could to that point?
I think part of the additional first round picks were probably to offset that huge contract that the Lions are going to absorb. But to your point, right, he doesn't have any type of playoff success to, you know, he doesn't have any playoff success on his resume. But at the same time, I think it's a little bit more complicated than that. We don't know what Matt Stafford is.
We
know there's a lot of stats. I mean, but volume doesn't necessarily equal quality. So
correct.
I mean, I don't know.
Another caveat to this. Last week, we talked about Deshaun Watson and the fiasco going on, and then he demanded a trade recently. And a lot of the buzz on Twitter was, you know, the compensation it took to get Matt Stafford. Well, if you want to get Watson, it's going to take maybe your entire franchise and then some. But you kind of feel differently about that, or should I say feel differently about the possibility of Watson getting traded?
Yeah. I still think that he has an opportunity to land with another team in the right situation. You know, when you talk about the number of first round picks is going to take, it just has to be considering how much of that contract that the next team is going to have to put on their books. So in essence, you just have to find, I guess, the right deal or the right amount of players traded to the Houston Texans for that to be even a possibility. I think it'll happen. I don't know how soon it'll happen, but I would hopefully think that if you have a disgruntled worker that you try to figure something else out in order to get, you know, something for that something for that player while he's on the trending upwards, at least.
Right. It might take a haul for sure. And if he were to get traded probably closer to the draft, they're probably just going to try to hold on to him as long as they could. But
that's tough. That is tough.
Tough deal. Matthew Stafford to the Rams for Jared Goff and a bunch of picks. For this episode that you're about to listen to, Dane and I talk about the Super Bowl coming up between Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady. Historic matchup. Also, we speak on WandaVision and an opportunity for the listener to get some merch.
Duo merch. For the free
so
99,
sit back,
right?
Tune in to episode 33 of the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast.
Now listening to the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast. Here are your hosts, Deontay Epps and Dane Beasley.
Hello and welcome to episode 33 of the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast. My name is Deontay Epps, and on the side of me right here is my brother Dane Beasley. Dane, how you doing on this early Saturday morning, my guy?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. No complaints here. Well, one complaint. I feel like I wasted about 2 hours and 14 minutes of my life watching a movie on HBO Max yesterday that will go unnamed. Outside of that, it's been pretty good.
I think I know what movie you're talking about. I have not got a chance to see it, but I've heard mixed reviews. And does it star one of our goats in the movie industry by the name of Denzel Washington?
You don't have to say his name. I don't want to discourage anybody from watching it. Just, you know, make sure you just go ahead and edit that part out. But I don't want to discourage anybody from watching it. But if I could have my 2 hours back, I would gladly take that 2 hours back last night and be asleep. But still watch it.
You know what? There's a guy that I follow on YouTube, mm-hmm. subscribe to, and he like reviews movies and stuff like that. And I watched his review over that movie, and he said this could be his worst movie to date, mm-hmm. like recent movies. Cause you know, every time you be like, oh, Denzel in a movie, you'd be like, oh, you know, it's already fire. So I haven't watched it. So when you said that kind of reaffirmed or reconfirmed, like, damn, is it really that bad? But I'm gonna still check it out probably tonight or tomorrow, even though you said it's true. Jared Leto's in it too, correct? Who's the other guy?
Samuel Melick, I think his name is. Yeah, he's a really good actor. He's been in the show called Mr. Robot. That's where I know him from, Mr. Robot. But he's a good actor. Mm-hmm. He's also going to be, I think, either one of the villains in the new James Bond flick. But he's real good. He's a real good actor.
Okay.
He's so good that I don't even remember the dude's name.
So you're upset about that. I know you're also upset
just disappointed. My time was wasted. But, I mean, you take that risk anytime you watch a movie. But, you know,
Facts. And then I know you're also upset with me. It took like 45 minutes for me to get set up in here with technology type stuff. So,
you know, I wasn't upset at you. I was just making you feel uncomfortable just to do it.
You're very good at that.
Yeah. It's a very bad trait that I've developed. It's called passive aggressiveness.
You're the passive aggressive king, my guy. Yeah,
appreciate it.
Pop's collar. That's what's up, man. Last week, my guy, let me ask this question before we even get into the NFL stuff, man. How come every time I go against Tom Brady, he wins, bro? Every single time. Why?
That's not true. I have to, as a devil's advocate, I have to say that's not true. What about the time or the two times in recent history that your Broncos have made it to the Super Bowl? I'm sure y'all had to go through that AFC championship. I'm sure somewhere along the lines, y'all had to go through the Patriots, I think.
I was going to say that was a rare instance where we did beat him, but I'm like, he's every time. Well, it seems like every time, 9 times out of 10, I should say, he just comes up victorious. And like when going against Aaron Rodgers this past week, I for sure, Aaron Rodgers being the assumed upcoming MVP that they've yet to announce, but you could kind of put Aaron Rodgers in that category of Peyton Manning. I think his record in championship games are like 1-4, 1-5 or something like that.
He's an NFC championship choker. There was one of the, I can't remember where I seen the stat, and I apologize to the viewers because it's going to sound like I'm pulling these stats like out of thin air. That's not the case, but the stat of Aaron Rodgers having a fourth quarter W, a fourth quarter game winning drive versus a winning team, I think it's like he hasn't had one. And then there's another stat of him. I'd have to look it up, but trust me on that. There's two very good stats, but one of them, of course, him not being able to get a dub in a one score possession game over winning teams. Like he's never done that before. And I think it was either versus winning teams. Maybe that's the stat. I don't know. I'll have to find it and I'll plug it in there somewhere. But
my boy Tyler, one of my friends I met here in Waco through the flag football don't league that they have here. He listens to our pod and he's a diehard Packers fan. So I know when he hears this. I know when he hears this from me, he'll have something to say. But because I think I rooted against them maybe a week or two ago or no, it was like the end of the regular season. I think during our playoff predictions or something, he had said, why are you going against the Packers or something like that? Mm-hmm. So I started going with them the last 2 weeks and they won. And then I went with them again and they fell short, man.
They let you down, didn't they?
Does Aaron Rodgers have, before we get to Brady, does Aaron Rodgers have enough to get to a Super Bowl? The defense was, throughout the year, the defense was better than he's had the past few years, I would say.
True. But that's not saying much considering what they've built around him the past few years.
Yeah.
Granted, he's one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, but at the same time, you can't expect someone to carry a boat that long, you know, on above their shoulders for so many years. Not saying he's done it by himself, but if you look at the one thing that alarms me, this man has, I think I'm correct on this one. This man has never had a first round draft pick wide receiver.
Right.
Never. Like never. So if they can't even, put it in their mind. And then picking
Jordan Love in the first round too.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, I mean, I don't know. Say what you want about that one because we don't know what his career is going to be. You know, we have to dissect that one and evaluate that pick for 4 years down the road.
He could
totally be a Patrick Mahomes situation. We never know. But at the same time, there is a lot of guys that could have helped on that defense. There's a lot of guys they could have selected, but Buddy was getting cooked. King was getting cooked, and poor guy.
Like, all on social media, they were roasting that man.
He was getting cooked.
He went to Virginia Tech, right? What college did he go to?
I don't remember.
Washington. He's from Washington.
Washington, okay. Wait, was that Kevin? Is that Kevin King?
Kevin King, my guy.
I keep confusing him with the other King from that used to play with the Chargers, but now he's with the
Desmond.
That's the better King.
Yeah, man. Aaron Rodgers, 33 of 48, 346, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick, sacked 5 times. Yeah, a lot of the times when I was watching that game, it felt like there were times where Aaron Rodgers should have got rid of the ball. Sometimes he holds on to the ball too long trying to make a big play. And that defensive line of Tampa Bay is ridiculous, man. Shaquille Barrett, Ndamukong Suh, JPP. Those guys, like, were feasting on that Packers O-line. And so with them not having a running game with Aaron Jones and those guys back there, Aaron Jones only had 6 carries, 27 yards. As a team, they had 67 yards total rushing. That's not going to help when every play, you know, they're not fearing the run. And, you know, Rodgers has to make a play either on his feet or through the air every time. So tough loss for the Packers. But, I mean, I know everybody was talking about his comments as far as him not knowing if he's coming back next year. I think, you know, me being a Broncos fan, I'm a pipe dream about any quarterback wanting to leave or thinking that they might leave. But Aaron Rodgers, in my opinion, he's not going anywhere, man. He's about to win MVP in Green Bay. The last 2 years, they've been to the NFC Championship game. It seems like head coach Matt LaFleur is, you know, kind of gelling up real quick, only being 2 years together. Do you see Aaron Rodgers leaving? Even though he made those comments, I just don't see it.
He's a king of controversy in his own way. Like, you don't know what you're getting when Aaron Rodgers talk, not in a bad way, but just like the coded messaging. Cause he's not your average quarterback as far as the media is concerned, you know? Like he's not a robot.
He's different.
He's not a robot or, you know, a parrot on someone's, you know, lap or anything like that. But I don't know. I love Aaron Rodgers. I was hoping that he was going to win just for the sake of my Super Bowl prediction being right from episode 31, but here we are. I don't know. I don't know if he would leave. It would be a good idea to leave because what has the front, especially in the last 2 years, what has the front office shown about their ability to put a better team around you to ensure that you have success? I mean, he's got a few guys there that can help him, but they have plenty of opportunities to put the pieces around him. And I don't think they've done a sufficient job of doing that. But I was able to find one of the stats that I was trying to think of. I couldn't remember, couldn't put it together. So Aaron Rodgers has either 0 points at the half or QB rating below 60 in every conference championship game that he's ever played. So
including the one he won.
So, I mean, I'll go back and fact check that, but that was from one of the radio guys up here. But I'll go back and do my research. So that's a pending stat.
That reminds me of, you know, when Peyton Manning used to struggle all the time in those championship games back in the day. But his, from what I remember, Peyton, there were games where he did struggle bad. But a lot of times he was putting up points and his defense was giving up way more than what they could score. You know,
That's just one of them things. He's going to air it out. But at the same time, when you throw the ball that many times, you expect, especially if you're not running the ball consistently, you got to expect your defense to do something. And they just weren't. They weren't doing that for Aaron. In this case, like you said, there are so many frustrating times where his stat line looked great, but he was taking so many unnecessary sacks.
Yeah.
And you just can't. That's been his thing for a while.
Like, yeah. Just trying to make a big play, every play, holding on to the ball.
Him and your boy Deshaun. We'll get to that later, bro.
we'll get to Deshaun.
Yeah.
We'll get to Deshaun. We mentioned Tom Brady at the top.
Thomas.
His stat line was poo.
Yeah, it was boo boo.
I mean, they won the game, obviously. He's arguably the greatest of all time. But throwing three picks, two back-to-back and back-to-back possessions, Green Bay should have.
Yeah, capitalized on that.
And then the crazy penalty at the end. Of course, a lot of people were in gripes about. But, you know, Green Bay had their chances because Tom Brady gave them those chances. So my question to you, and then I'll piggyback off you.
Pause.
Tom Brady got carried.
If he didn't get carried this game, there were parts of the season where he got carried other times. I'd say the run game complemented the offense. I would have loved to see more targets to Mike Evans because that's your playmaker. But at the same time, there was an instance where Mike Evans was targeted and something bad happened. But Mike Evans is probably one of my favorite underrated receivers in the league. But that's beside the point. I don't think he was carried, but I will say that he played like crap. And they were lucky that the balanced offense was able to get them the dub, if not that pass rush. So,
yeah, I think the defense really helped them out. I mean, I'm looking at the stat line. They only had 76 yards rushing. Leonard Fournette did have a couple of big runs in crunch time when they needed it to, LSU in the game.
That looked like the LSU. Oh, Leonard Fournette.
He's so big, but when he does those spin moves, like a pinball bouncing off players.
Like a fat dude playing point guard hitting the spin move.
Yeah. So the defense definitely, you know, stuck to their guns and solidified the win for the Bucs. And, you know, now they're the first team in the history of the NFL to play the Super Bowl. Yeah, man. So we'll get to our predictions in the Super Bowl after we talk about Josh Allen, who
so satisfied
during our picks. I picked the Bills, and I picked the Bills because
wow.
I fed into the Bills Mafia hype, bro. And throughout the year, especially the last couple of games,
you put your trust and your hope and your faith in Josh Allen. The quarterback?
Bro, okay.
Defensive end,
okay.
The quarterback?
Check it out. Listen to my reasoning, okay? So the Bills offense the last few games have been putting up numbers, and I'm going to pull those numbers up in a second. But last game, Kansas City, Mahomes going out the game with a concussion. I knew he was going to come back. I knew he wasn't going to sit out the AFC Championship game, but I didn't expect the team to keep rolling as far as him being natural Patrick Mahomes. I figured the Bills defense, which is like top five in the league, would put up more of a fight as far as slowing, at least trying to slow down Patrick Mahomes. But it's like a catch 22, like the same on the other side when I picked against like Brady, man. Like the I was thinking upsets, and you know that didn't go in my favor. But you know, Mahomes did his thing, 29-38, 325, three touchdowns. Josh Allen's not ready yet.
It took you that
game. That's just point blank. Huh?
It took you that game to realize that he was.
I wouldn't say that. I would just say that he was on a roll until that point. And the Chiefs defense, and you know, the Chiefs, I'll say one thing and I'll give it to you. The Chiefs defense is not, like, throughout the regular season, they're not like one of those top five defenses, but it seems like the last two or three years in the playoffs, they turn it up a notch. Like, why wouldn't you want your team to turn it up a notch in the playoffs? Like, that's the time where you want to play at your top. So I'll give them credit for that. But yeah, man, Tyreek Hill also is just a cheat code. So,
okay, well, I'll be realistic here and come bring us back down to earth, because obviously one of us is on some very potent stuff.
Okay,
no point in that game. You know what? It makes perfect sense why you were going for the Bills, because the Kansas City Chiefs are the boogeyman in the closet or the scary monster underneath your bed. They in your division. You don't want them to succeed, because the more they see you, the more you see them succeed, the less and less and less and less and less light you see at the end of that tunnel for the Denver Broncos to do anything inside that division. So I get that point, but let's put that on pause. There has been one instance this season that someone has bested that Kansas City Chiefs team. I'm not counting that final game, because that don't count. In my opinion, that doesn't count. For the sake of the win-loss record, it counts. But for anybody who has a brain and two eyeballs, that game doesn't count. There's only one team. And one can say that's a fluke because it's a division game that they lost on it. But that Raiders team during, I think it was week five, I think it was, to beat them.
Week five
to beat them. That's the only time we've seen a God bleed. The only time. Outside of that, this team has been not perfect, but they've been the best team in all three phases every other week. So with that being said, I don't think there's a defense right now in the league that can match up with Kansas City's offense as well as anybody else. Well, that didn't make sense. I don't think there's a team in this league that matches up defensively with Kansas City's offense. And the worst thing about that is they got better this year, and they're probably going to get better again. Where they're going to go with this next pick, I have no idea. But my guess is they're going to be picking 32 again.
Uh-huh. This Super Bowl matchup with the Bucks and Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs won earlier this year. And I'll pull up the stats of that game because, once again, Mahomes went crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was ridiculous. You have.
Okay, yeah. 27-24.
We can expect a shootout, though. I think we can expect a shootout.
Mahomes was 37-49, 462, three touchdowns, no picks. Brady 27-41, 345, three touchdowns, two picks. Tyreek Hill went crazy, 269 yards receiving, three touchdowns. They couldn't stop him. Who you got, man?
And the Chiefs still. Listen, I was holding on for dear. Like I told you, the only reason why I wanted Kansas City and Green Bay to win is so my prediction could be right. Zach rubbed it all in your face. Everybody else's face.
Of course.
Right. That's the only reason why. But I'm a competitor. That's what I do. I compete. But
speaking of which, we're both 8-4 in our playoff predictions
right,
going down to this Super Bowl matchup. So,
yeah. However, there are a total of 5 touchdowns of at least 20 yards during that first matchup, which leads me to believe this game is only going to get bigger. The stakes are going to be much higher. You have Tom Brady, who has a lot to prove. Well, he's already proved, to me, he's already proven to everyone that the chicken came before the egg. You know what I'm saying? It was Brady we can credit with most of the success for the New England Patriots for the past few decades. That's weird saying that. Dang. Past few decades. That's crazy. But I would like to say, for the record, the Kansas City Chiefs more than likely win. just because of that potent offense. The offense is high powered. They can score at will. They can score in a number of ways. And what most importantly, they have Patrick Mahomes. So that's all I got. That's my Super Bowl preview. No analytics, just straight eye test. And that's not what you want to hear, especially from somebody who is in a podcast. You want to hear some sort of supporting facts.
Breakdown.
All right.
Some statistics. Yeah. This is probably, I've been thinking about this like for a week, like ever since both those games went final, about who to pick in this one. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady going for his 7th ring. Mahomes going for his 2nd ring in 2 years, only 3 years in the league. His only playoff loss was an overtime game where he didn't get to touch the ball.
Which is stupid considering the NFL. They need to change that crap. Like, that's just so stupid. That's dumb.
He didn't get to touch the ball.
Sorry.
They've only lost 2 games all year. Chiefs. One game. My man.
He's only lost 1 game.
I'm gonna go with the Chiefs, man.
You sure you don't want to pick? I'm go opposite just in case to break the tie so you can win.
I know
that's what you care about. Yeah, I don't think there was a few times where games weren't even over yet, and you were already posting the little graphic about you. I was like, man, it's still 3 minutes left. They could come back from a three.
No, it was like a 3-touchdown.
That's a touchdown a minute. Anything can happen.
I know. I was getting them out there earlier.
I'm only saying it because I was losing. But I should have known. Better.
Look, yeah, we both 8-4. I should just go with Tom just to break the tie.
Yeah, just to go against the grain.
Yeah, I'm gonna just be different. All right, I'm gonna roll with terrific Tom going for his 7th Super Bowl at home.
So that's 2 chips at home. That's 2 chips on number 12, right?
2 chips on 12. Put me down.
All right.
Yeah. But you know what? And it's not that crazy, like, because I've been flip-flopping with this pick anyway for a while. So, let's roll with Tom, man.
It's Tom.
43 years old. I've been going against him every time. Let's just switch it up. Let's go with Tom.
Okay.
For all the marbles.
For all the marbles. Okay. So
final score, I'm going to go 31-28 Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 42-31 Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City. Interesting.
Muy interesante.
And got a special treat for listeners/viewers. When you listen to this podcast, you can tweet at Dane and I or the podcast Twitter or on Facebook or on Instagram, and you can give us your prediction and your score of what you think will be the final of Super Bowl 55. Is that 55? Yeah, 55. And here's what we're going to do. I haven't even told Dane this, so Dane's going to find out right now. Wow. The winner of the prediction. Sorry, I didn't tell you in pre-pro.
That's like when you're in front of your parents and you ask if your friend can stay tonight. And you know daggone well you ain't supposed to do that in front of your parents. You're supposed to wait till you're alone with your parents, but you're going to ask them in front of your kids just so you can think you get the reaction that you need, except you're going to get that eye like, no, we actually have to go to church tomorrow on Saturday. It's like, we don't never go to church. And then she pinches you in the arm. that's what you just did. Not to say, you know, I'm a parent or anything like that, but that's the situation. That's what you put on me just now. Like, go ahead, brother.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. So whoever gets the prediction correct and the closest to the correct score, I will send them
a free call.
A new car.
I'll play him. Okay.
No, I will send them one of the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast sweatshirts.
Oh, that's nice.
If you saw on Instagram, Dane, I still got to send you one, my brother.
Yeah, I still ain't got one. Consider yourself special. Get one for me. So, hey. Hey, I'm gonna have the wife go ahead and submit some scores too. So,
I can get
one before myself.
You know how they used to? I don't know if you ever got one, but I got a freaking academic letterman as well as an athletic letterman, which is weird.
Still in the closet. So, that academic letterman didn't get any love. I was like,
had the maroon sleeves and it didn't look right. Used to be ashamed I ain't wearing that.
It had the little A next to it. Good
grade. Had the A make you feel like a nerd. Yeah.
Knowing that you have to have at least some sort of passing standards to even play sports, so having your sports letterman should be a dead giveaway that you have good grades or at some point passed at least one grade check.
Yeah, that's funny.
So weird.
Yeah, so whoever hears or listens to this podcast, you will get a free Duo shirt, or excuse me, sweatshirt. And then I'll probably post about it a few days after this episode drops. So if you listen first, you might get a chance earlier than others to hear this. So, that's what I'm gonna do. First giveaway from the pod, man. Feels good. Yeah. So get your predictions in. You can submit it to Dane at DaneBTX, myself at DEPS Right Steps, or the Duo Podcast at Duo SNS Podcast. Also on Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. So, we're going to do that.
I don't really get on Facebook, so you send me a message, I probably won't get to that mug until like March. So, I apologize.
Dane goes on Facebook. I tagged Dane for his birthday post. Everybody said happy birthday on Dane's on the post I made about Dane.
Hate Facebook. I'm gonna lie. I'm gonna go ahead and lie on the airwaves. I'm gonna go ahead and log in there today to go ahead and say thanks to everybody. Damn well, I'm not. I hate Facebook.
A whole week later,
I hate Facebook. It's actually a week. When was my birthday? Yeah, a whole week ago. Yeah, I hate Facebook, bro. I'm sorry. I just, the chronological order of it, or no, it's out of chronological order. And then the fact that every freaking joke or meme that I see is stolen from Twitter and it's like 2 weeks old. Yeah. I hate that.
They're a day late.
I hate, and then
a week late,
people try to steal like memes and tweets and pass them off as their own status. It's like, you unoriginal thief. Like, if you're going to plagiarize something, at least put a spin on it. You know, erase the name off of the person who you copied off of and put your own stuff. But you're going to take the whole joke, the typos and misspellings and all, and post it as your own status. Like, I follow that person. I know who you got that from. And it's not even so much as, I'm like, come on, man. Like, you ugly for that. So, but whatever. I'll get back on Facebook just for that. I hate Facebook.
Dana returned. You know, the only reason I know I really keep it because, you know, my close family are on there. That's how they know I'm alive.
That's the only reason. That is the only reason.
I feel like that's how a lot of people feel.
But if there was another medium, like if my family had a group text, if they knew how to group text, that Facebook account would be gone. But whatever.
Nerdy news segment, my guy. Okay. Did you perchance happen to watch episode 4 of WandaVision?
Yes, I did.
Okay. We talked about it a little bit. I feel like I'm more excited about this show than you are. What do you think? What is your gripe so far with what you've seen?
Only because, let me say this. My issue was the gimmickiness of the show with it being sitcom-y. The non-casual MCU fan, we knew that this was all a reality that Wanda created. Oh, spoiler alert. We knew that this is a reality that Wanda created. So there wasn't necessarily anything that we needed from episode four. I feel like episode four was just a filler because that was all it was a recap of 1 through 3 from the lens of the investigative side of the investigative side of the MCU. We already knew what it was. We've speculated for a very long time, and of course, we were right about it. This was just a dimension in which Wanda was controlling everything in the atmosphere. The only thing was we didn't know who the viewer was. The viewer was, of course, we found out that it was the...
Darcy.
Darcy. That's her face, yeah. That's her face. Darcy and them. Darcy and them. But what I will say, I am looking forward to Tiana Paris. More of her. She stole, for me, she stole the beginning of the show.
She's a tremendous actor, yeah. By the way.
And I haven't seen her anything else. I mean, I've seen her she's from that one movie, but I've never seen the movie. I've only seen the trailers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But she came out and she did the thing. Like, at first I was confused. I was like, what are we seeing right now? And then I was like, oh, everybody's coming back from the blip. And I was like, oh man, this is really good.
I think that's a lot. Like, this particular episode was because we had seen the three sitcoms before. And I think seeing this episode was kind of got me excited to see, okay, what is going on outside of what she created? Mm-hmm. And I think that bringing Tiana Paris's character, who's Monica Rambeau from Captain Marvel.
She was little Monica Rambeau. Spectrum.
Spectrum. I think it was a good change of pace as far as getting us out of that sitcom-y world, you know, because like you mentioned, we all know Wanda's creating it. But I think it gave us a lot of background info as far as, like you mentioned, seeing Darcy there. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, what is she doing? And then we kind of realized how S.W.O.R.D. got in there.
Yeah. That was dope.
Yeah. Like, a lot of the questions, like, it answers some questions. Mm-hmm. And what I like about the MCU is, like, they feed you. Like, sometimes they hold your hand when they're guiding you. Like, for instance, in that episode with Darcy and Jimmy Woo.
That wasn't for us. That was for the uncasuals. I don't think that was for us.
Yeah. Well, some of the questions that they had, I had. Like, when he started writing on the whiteboard.
Like that part.
Like, some of those questions, I feel like that was for the audience. Like,
is Vision still alive? You know, stuff like that. Like, that's the question I have. Question was answered for me, though. Is he still alive? I know that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, that ending
sequence. Because
I watched it early, and then I watched it again with Karina, because I got Karina invested in it.
Nice.
And I was waiting for her to jump on that part. Hey, shout out. Love you, baby. I got her hooked on that part, or on the show, mm-hmm. in that particular part. I was waiting for her to jump. Yeah. And then right when Wanda looked up, it was like, but I think, to go back to what you had mentioned in the beginning, I think Marvel, Kevin Feige, they love to build up hype. Yeah. You know, this is their first. This wasn't intended to be the first Disney Plus show originally. It was supposed to be Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which would probably have given us more action off top, because I think that series is 6 episodes, hour long. And what we see with this show is 30 minutes, 30 minutes, 30 minutes, maybe even 29 if you add the credits or whatever. The action is supposed to pick up towards the end. And I think us not having content for over a year and then getting this show, which not necessarily is about action yet, but they're giving us bits and pieces. I think towards the end, we'll see that MCU level action that we're used to. And I think if this show had came out like behind Falcon and the Winter Soldier, it'd be more receptive to the because it started out so weird in a way that MCU fans aren't used to. And with the virus, they had to switch up everything and that. But overall, I think for me, episode 4 was probably my favorite because we got to see stuff from the MCU past as far as Endgame and how that affected. Yeah, and it was like, with the blip thing, this episode showed the more realistic, real dark side of the blip. Yeah. And in Far From Home, they made kind of a joke out of it as the player or people appeared during the band. Like, they kind of made it jokey. But with this one, like, you see like the real life impact of how it affected people, specifically Monica Rambeau in this episode. But man, I think overall, you know, Disney and Marvel, they're doing their thing with, you know, slowly teasing certain stuff, but I think it's going to be crazy towards the end. But if anybody's listening,
go ahead, man. Go ahead, brother.
No, I was just going to tell the listeners and viewers, anybody have any thoughts about the show? I know I've been tweeting with Reggie a little bit about the show. He's more into the comics than I am. I think you're more into the comics.
I can tell from his tweets that he has a background in comicology.
Right. And I haven't really, you know, we talked about this on the last episode. I'm more into what the MCU has offered as far as on the screen. I really wasn't into the comics, but I've done a little research on certain things to kind of understand it more and kind of like, oh, okay, that's where that comes from. But overall, I'm just happy we got some kind of content that we could look forward to each and every week. Oh, I do have another question. Do you remember what you were about to say?
What was I about to say? I was about to say shout out to Randall Park, who was Agent Wu. I was glad to see him come back. Did you catch the callback to Ant-Man with the card trick? And he was like, and he said,
Agent Wu.
That was kind of cool. I mean, small. It's very small, but for those who remember, picking up the magic from Ant-Man, during the first Ant-Man movie, and then him bring. Was it the second one?
It was the second one.
House arrest. Him having a call back to the magic, that was pretty dope. But then, of course, and then him, that wasn't my first time ever seeing him in Ant-Man. It was in The Office when he was playing Jim. That episode, that was pretty dope. But shout out to him too, because I like his
character.
Randall Park. I like his character.
He's funny.
It meshes well. My thing is, I hope this is how we get an introduction to mutants. And I'm curious, the two questions I have, one, will this be the effect of the radiation and will that have an effect on the M gene is what they call it. I think it was, the X gene,
the X gene
will that have some sort of cause on it? Two, anyone that comes into contact with the radiation that came back from the blip, is that how they get contact to the X gene?
And then, that's still up.
And then three, my last one was, before I forget, was the babies. Will they come into
the real world?
Go, because we've heard rumblings that anything that she manipulates in her world stays. I don't think Vision is coming back. I don't think the Mind Stone is coming back. However, I've seen theories about it possibly happening. I just can't. That's just too easy. You know, that's just too easy.
To back up what you said about whatever in her reality or whatever happens in her reality stays or something similar. Mm-hmm. You said, you notice how she blasted Monica Rambeau out her reality. She had the fro and the clothes from when she was in the reality. So that's like, maybe that could possibly happen. And then I don't know if you noticed when Darcy was talking to that director about the cosmic background radiation, they mentioned the Big Bang. And I immediately thought, like, this is me not even looking at no theories or anything, I immediately thought about when in Infinity War, you remember when Wong was talking about the creation of the Infinity Stone. And he mentioned how the Big Bang was, you know, when the Big Bang happened, the Infinity Stones were created. So when they mentioned the Big Bang in that episode, that reminded me of the Infinity Stone. So it's like, it could have an effect on what's to come. Like maybe the Infinity Stones are still not, I mean, we know the Infinity Stones are destroyed, but maybe whatever Wanda is doing is saving all the same.
In this particular dimension, the Infinity Stones are destroyed.
Yeah, correct. In this reality, in this universe, the stones are destroyed. That mention of the Big Bang again, kind of like, what y'all cooking? But yeah, man, it's so many. Oh, and that's the other question I wanted to ask you, and it's kind of like more of a consumption question. Okay. You know, with all the streaming platforms we have, HBO Max, Disney Plus, Netflix, Hulu, you know, all the different shows and all that. Would you prefer them to drop all the episodes? And we'll talk about, and for WandaVision in particular, would you prefer them to drop all the episodes like or in one drop or the week by week basis?
The selfish side of me wants everything at one time, but the pandemic side of me, preparing to be in this pandemic for at least another year, because I just don't see it getting any better anytime soon. I would prefer it stays in this format that it is in right now, because we have a week to digest it instead of all at one time. Now, Netflix has done that to us. They've spoiled us with giving us the entire season at a time with different shows and stuff like that. I respect it, but at the same time, that's not healthy for me sitting down, and watching 10 hours worth of episodes in one setting. We've done that multiple times.
And then afterwards,
you're just empty, you know, sitting on the bed, holding the cover, you know, just walk of shame type stuff, you know. But I prefer this breakdown, because also it gives me the opportunity to peruse through the interwebs and look at everyone else's predictions and what they thought of the episode.
And then you and I could talk about it, you know, digest, like, man, what do you think this means? Breakdown, analysis, all that good stuff. I agree, man. I agree. And then, you know, our society as a whole is more like a just microwave. Give me down kind of thing, but
you don't want to look, they don't want to put it in a crock pot, let it slow. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Just imagine if they like dropped everything in one.
That app would probably explode.
And then you watch it.
app would probably explode.
Yeah. That and like people consume stuff so quick and then they're on to the next thing. I think what they've done with this show, like, and it gives us something to look forward to every week as far as what we've been missing, which is Marvel content. Cause right after the finale of WandaVision is Falcon and the Winter Soldier the next week. So
yeah, we get something new every week, except 2 weeks in this year. One of those weeks we've already passed, if I'm not mistaken. So,
right.
We're blessed.
Yeah, man. So definitely blessed. And, you know, glad we get some kind of Marvel content each week, and it's fun to talk about, and we'll definitely keep talking about it here on the pod.
For sure.
As we close on episode 33, you know, we lost some big time celebrities with Cicely Tyson, renowned actress, icon.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like in every, like, she was working to.
She has like, a catalog.
Yeah, catalog. And, like, she was an active actress. Like, she was still acting at 96. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy to think about. So, you know, one of the icons, Cicely Tyson, rest in peace. Larry King, for sure. Another icon in the media industry. Far too soon. Complications of COVID-19, man. So tough for sure. And I know I'm missing a lot of others. It was a 1 year anniversary of Kobe's tragic death. And, you know, Dane, it's a year later. It still doesn't feel real. And, you know, his wife, strongest woman. Yeah. I won't say that I've seen ever, but like just to have that mentality, you know, for her children and
block out the noise.
To hold. Yeah, man, it's tough. I can only imagine. There are a lot of tributes to Kobe the last few days. It's been a year since that tragic incident. So we want to say rest in peace to one of the greatest people. I won't even say athlete or player, but people to ever walk on this earth, man. Anything you want to say about that?
Nah, man. Just death is, of course, it's a tough thing to think about as well as talk about. But the one thing we can draw from it is the ability to appreciate people that we have here while they're here, give them their roses while they're here, and just, you know, take that opportunity to just love on one another, man. That's the best thing I can pull from it. Tragic, very, very, very tragic. But at the same time, we lost an icon, but someone lost their father, someone lost their husband. So they lost much more than we could ever imagine from that particular death. But shout out to the Bryant family. Shout out to Paul Gasol's family for being that extra shoulder to lean on, and everybody else that's close to that family. But make sure
and all the other families that lost loved ones that day. Absolutely. As well, man. Rest in peace. Stay strong. Keep holding on. Keep holding on, man. But another episode in the books, my guy. Yes, appreciate you as always, keeping up and keeping me up to my standards. And
you're welcome. Have you seen Moana before?
Of course, I love Moana.
I told Mason we need to watch that again because we didn't watch it in like 2 months. But that movie is so freaking perfect, man. Love that movie. All those songs on there are just great.
Goat song.
You see the clip of The Rock showing his daughter the movie, right? And her not believing or understanding, like, fool, that's your dad. Like,
that's him.
That's him.
Yeah.
That's him. Right. That fool got another show coming out too, bro. You seen that?
Which one?
The Rock. He got a show, like basically a biography.
This fool is done. Hey, I can't keep up. Him and Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart back and grinding.
Grinding. Everybody got a chapter. Everybody's writing a book. That's up to you if that chapter is going to be good or bad. Now, let's have a toast to that book. I'm like, what? You'll sit your little ass down. Speech didn't make no type of sense. Yes.
We gonna get out of here. You can follow Dane and I on our handles on Instagram and Twitter at DaneBTX and at Dieps Right Steps. Up. Our pod social media handle at Duo SNS Podcast. Don't forget, if you want a chance to win a Duo Sports and Stuff Podcast sweatshirt, predict the Super Bowl, closest one to the score, you get a shirt. And then later on, we'll...
Oh, my bad. Go ahead. My bad. I'm going to let you finish.
I was going to say, later on, we'll announce some more things that we're going to do with the merch. Yeah.
Bad. So what if nobody gets the score right and somebody gets the score right, but it's the wrong team that won? What then?
First, you got to get the team right. And then we'll figure it out from there. How about that? We might have to give away a few shirts if it's close.
Okay, I got you. I just want to throw a little monkey wrench in your whole program.
You're right. Anything else you want to say before we get out of here, man?
Nothing much, man. What you doing after this, aside from, you know, politicking with the wife if she's awake?
If she's still asleep, I'm going to
PUBG.
All right, I might join you on there as well, possibly. All right. But it's been a pleasure, man. It's been fun. Let me know if you need anything on here before I get off. I'm leaving my computer up, so no, there's that.
All right. Alrighty, brother. Well, in that case, we'll see y'all on the next episode of the Duo Sports and Stuff Podcast. We out.